Good morning and welcome in to Today in the Napa Valley. This is your Napa Chamber of Commerce, and we're happy to have some interesting individuals join us today. And we'll forget about some of those gusty winds and talk about some of the positives around the Napa scene. So sit back, relax, and let's enjoy the day. And let's start out by saying good morning to Zen Hunter Ishikawa. And you came a ways to come in today, so nice to have you here.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Now, first of all, I want to start out by saying congratulations to your company's 40-year anniversary.
Thank you so much. Yes, Doyle Wiseman started the company in this area, actually in Fairfield, Solano County. But has been here in Napa for almost 25 years.
And but it's been a company since 40 years then, right?
Absolutely, yes. So we just celebrated that right here in downtown Napa last week.
Well, we're going to find out what you are and all, but first of all, let's find out about you, Zen. Tell us about your background.
Sure. So I actually moved to the United States when I was a kid from Japan, and I grew up in the Midwest, Michigan, as well as most of my childhood.
What part of Michigan?
Actually, it's northern Lower Peninsula, north
down
of Petoskey.
Not by the UP then?
Correct, yeah, close to Mackinac, kind of up north.
Oh, I know Petoskey, wow.
Yeah. And but mostly grew up in Hawaii, actually. So most of my high school and middle school was in Hawaii, but lived in Washington, D.C. for 20 years, went to school there. And
well, what was that experience like?
Well, you know, you really get to learn the reality of what's going on in our country, from one perspective at least, and it's people are very serious about their interests and beliefs, and it was a very interesting experience to be there for a long time.
And what were you doing when you were in D.C.?
So I worked for a private equity company for about 10 years there. And after I graduated from my bachelor's in international affairs and master's in international peace and conflict resolution, actually, from American University.
Oh, yeah. Good school.
Thank you. Yeah. But really had a chance to experience both private equity work, trying to commercialize products and scale companies, but at the same time, there was the same organization had a family foundation. So I did a lot of work with philanthropy, grant making, and in the area of interfaith dialogue. So it was quite an interesting experience, and that took me actually to Naples, Florida, where I lived for almost four years.
That's an upper crust area around there, too.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the elite of Florida.
Yeah, so I lived there for about 4 years before coming to the San Francisco Bay Area.
Wow.
About 2 years ago. Yep.
Well, how'd you get familiar with the Wiseman Company?
Yeah, so I moved out here a few years ago. My wife's a nurse at the VA hospital in San Francisco, and so I was actually originally in Concord, and then we moved to the city. But I learned about the Wiseman Company because I had been doing commercial real estate down in Naples, Florida. Started the portfolio down there, and met Doyle Wiseman and learned about the mission and what it's trying to do. It's a very different type of model, and I really enjoyed it. And so
here you are.
Here we are, yes.
All right, now we're going to find out about the Wiseman Company, which, by the way, is a member of the Napa Chamber of Commerce. But how could you describe what the Wiseman Company is?
Sure, yeah. The mission of the Wiseman Company is it's to improve the commercial real estate experience for our tenants, investors, and community by providing innovative full-service development, investment, management, and brokerage services while embracing our core values. And just real quick, our values are integrity, respect, excellence, aspiration, sustainability, profit, and philanthropy.
Well, those are all very good, but what about affordable places to live in these areas? How do you find those, and how can you find out how you can expand?
Sure, yeah. So we are a developer of commercial office buildings primarily,
okay.
And we do have three buildings in downtown Napa, first in Maine, Main Street West, which is where AUL, one of our big corporate tenants, is, and 1300 Main. That was just a new one from 2018.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe those buildings in Napa?
Absolutely, yeah. So the First and Main is at 1000 Main Street across from the Starbucks right in downtown. And mm-hmm. we have Gove and Mail, a large prominent law firm there, as well as Moss Adams. Accounting firm, and you know, everyone loves Palisades.
How would you describe the architect on that?
Sure. Yeah. So it's I would say so. It was built about 20 years ago, and it's got a classic contemporary look. Mm-hmm. Most of our buildings have that class A look, but they also come with a modern design look and feel. And the newest. Building in 1300 Main Street. It just actually won the North Bay Business Journal Award for Design last year, as well as the actual award for the building itself. And I think the Planning Commission did a good job of pushing back on to make sure that the design, it has a very classic stone, you know, kind of Napa, historic Napa look. It's got a very, very beautiful modern design, but with that classic old town feel, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, how do you recognize just a need as contrasted to a quality office space that you might provide?
A need?
Yeah.
In terms of?
Of people saying, we need to expand, or
yes,
we want to
yes.
locate in Napa.
Absolutely.
We want to combine.
Yes. Yeah, so you kind of mentioned earlier the concept of, you know, how do you live affordably, and this ties a little bit into a campaign that we're working on. It's called the Class A Move, and we are, you know, a lot of companies decide to locate to Napa specifically, you know, fight the congestion and enjoy being here in downtown Napa, for mm-hmm. example, because of a lot of times it's prestige. It's a lot of times name recognition. A lot of our tenants decide to be in downtown Napa for because it's a very happening place to be right now.
It is.
Right?
You allude to the Class A move. So what type of a campaign is this?
Absolutely. So we created this to not only recognize the quality of our buildings and the option as a full-service solution for companies and in the great locations that we have in downtown Napa, in Solano County and in Yolo County, where we primarily operate, but it's also to allow people to understand that you know, this is where you're going to find labor, and you have to understand the target audience for this campaign is, you know, you've heard of the company exodus.
Particularly in the Bay Area. Yeah.
Exactly. So the Bay Area exodus. So the San Francisco Business Times has been a big, author of the articles relating to this concept. And so we're actually catching and capturing that market share, the ones that stay in California. Of mm-hmm. course, there's several that are going to other cities and states. But the point is that you have a lifestyle here in Napa and in Solano County as well, and other places that are still not known as the Silicon Valley of the Bay Area.
Oh, good.
But that, you know, that, but there's a quality of life. You know, why not work where you can live and enjoy yourself? And if you like fishing, do that. And if you like to go to Tahoe, you can do that. And airport convenience and in general, just it's a better quality of life.
What does the Wiseman Company do more often? Do you build? Do you remodel?
Right.
Or how do you?
All of the above. So we're full service. So we find the land. We will entitle it. We find the investors. We put the deal together, so to speak, and we construct the property. We then lease that property out. We operate that property from a property management point of view. Mm-hmm. We do brokerage services. So right now, actually, just 2 days ago, we just got our most recent project approved at the city of Fairfield. So we're building a 52,000 square foot office building right near the Costco over in Green Valley. And we're calling that 5,000 Wiseman Way. It's a street that was named last year after the Wiseman.
What are some of the details on that?
Sure. So it's going to be a three-story, beautiful, contemporary building. Love to, you know, show you sometime some drawings and maybe come back just to talk about that. But it's going to be right there in the Green Valley Office Park, right off I-80.
And, just real close to Costco, as you say.
Absolutely. Right by 12. It's a really convenient location. Typically we're trying to do first floors.
Do you have tenants signed up yet?
We have a few that we've been talking with we haven't announced yet, but we're looking for that one big anchor from the Bay Area, hopefully. You know, being realistic that we're not going to get Facebook or Google to come out, but at the same time, you know, there are a lot of companies making that move out up north to this.
Are they coming from the Silicon Valley north, then, you say?
Both. I see a lot of healthcare as well as mental health companies coming up here. There have been a few tech companies, kind of interestingly. Recently, last year, we had the end of last year into this year, we had a company called Trusted Site, which is a spinoff of McAfee, which is an internet security company, and they have their sales office in Fairfield, and it's interesting how innovation and technology is starting to take a little hold in our region.
Yeah, well, certainly you've got a lot going for you when it comes to office space, but what about retail? Do you do much
sure.
in that area?
We do, yeah. Actually, all of our Napa buildings in downtown, three of our buildings have retail on the first floor, restaurants to Whirlwind, hair blow drying is there. We have a wine tasting room, two wine tasting rooms, McConnell Family Wines, O'Connell Family Wines, as well as Mario Bazan Cellars. And most recently, I don't know if you've heard of it, but Hale Yamashita Napa has come from Tokyo. It's his 11th restaurant in the world, Singapore and Tokyo and Kobe and all over.
And Napa.
And if Napa's his first entrance to the United States, yeah, it's a really, really great food.
We're talking with Zen Hunter Ishikawa from the Wiseman Company, and while you're represented in Napa, your office is actually over in Fairfield, so it's pretty close.
Very close, yes. I'm in Napa all the time. In fact, probably 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. So, yep.
Now, you've had some awards that have come your way for regional campaigns. So how do you do this on a regional basis?
Yeah, so, you know, it's a lot of driving, a lot of events. And so, for example, yesterday I was at the San Francisco Peninsula Structures event in San Mateo. And, you know, you get out there and you just tell your story. And people, you start the conversation with, what's Fairfield? They know what Napa is. but then you start telling them what you're doing and the differentiating factors. And people really... it starts making sense to them, and so for example, we're promoting the concept of why not be in a place where, whether it's Napa or Solano County or Yolo County for that matter, but where you can raise your family, where you can have a community that you can be part of, where you can find a labor force, where you can have convenience to have your sales teams be you know, traveling if they need to from various airports, and on the weekends, you know, enjoy yourself. And I think what I found kind of relatively new to California is that people really are passionate about their hobbies and their lifestyle, and that's why they choose to be here. And that's really what it's about. It's like, why not choose to be, you know, within one of our buildings, within our markets?
We hear so often about affordability, yes, around the Bay Area. Yet from what I understand, Napa is sort of towards the lower end of the affordability area, that we are more affordable than, say, San Francisco or down in Silicon Valley and places like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's always interesting to me because it's a very, very big hot political issue in the local city of Napa, this affordable housing situation. Well, you know, I do live in San Francisco, and I think the average home there is going for at least I think it's $1,000 a square foot. And so, you know, I mean, there's no way.
How does that compare to Napa then?
Well, I think Napa, it's definitely in the, I have to say it's at least half. I mean, it is a Bay Area and a very coveted area, but certainly, you know, I'm not saying that Napa is affordable in any you know means. But your question was about comparing it to other parts of the Bay Area, and absolutely, it's not considered the most expensive part of the Bay Area by any means.
All right, we'll be continuing with more from Zen Ishikawa, but we're going to take time out here, and we'll be right back. Well, as we continue along now, today in the Napa Valley, I just want to, following that PG&E message, mention that they are inspecting lines as we speak to restore Napa County to full power. But can you believe this? Another shutoff is likely for Saturday. They talk about these offshore winds that are coming in. They could gust up to 80 miles per hour, or they say even higher. This is about once in a 15-year cycle that something like this occurs. So around the Napa area and the North Bay area, you could expect to maybe lose power again this weekend, as those strong winds are likely to start Saturday night and continue into Monday. But this is the good part. Most of the city of Napa would be spared from the shutoff. Now, that's what PG&E said, most of the city, but some of the outlying areas not as fortunate. You could lose power, and of course, some of you just getting power back, and the idea that it might be turned off again. PG&E has this new policy of cutting off power to what they say prevent wildfires. So just stay tuned, because we'll try to keep you up to date with the latest information on what is happening. And what is happening with Zen Ishikawa and the Weissman Company. So let's find out a little more about what the future looks like now for Napa.
Yeah, and real quick, since we're talking about PG&E, we were lucky to not have any of our buildings off, you know, electricity turned off. And in thinking about sort of these trends of what has been happening over the years, we've with part of our sustainability initiative, we've decided to make all of our buildings solar powered. Of course, you know, we're still plugged into the PG&E grid, but we have installed in eight of our buildings already solar, and we're working on the downtown Napa buildings this year. So
when you build a building, yes. Now, do you own the building? Do you operate it? Do
yes.
you lease it?
So again, all of the above. So we set up limited partnerships with investors for each of these buildings, but then we end up being the operator and the owner as well. So we have kind of a whole closet of different hats that we wear based on the situation, but. We do. Yes, the answer is yes.
What can you tell us about the size of Weissman?
Oh, sure.
Is it something we would consider a large company? Is it a medium? Or
so
what?
Yeah. So I would say it's regionally medium sized. I would say we have 13 buildings. Our portfolio is about almost approaching 500,000 square feet, 500,000 square feet of Class A office and retail space. And we have about 25 employees in Fairfield. And, you know, Mr. Weissman started the company with his father, and they were flipping houses, actually, in Solano County. And they, at one point, they had about 110 homes, and they kind of converted that in the late 80s and turned this started the commercial real estate building, and then you know, that's the rest is history.
You have to be very organized to do something like
yes,
that, turning
yes.
home.
He said he's a trained accountant, and he said if I knew what he knows today,
right?
Exactly. He said I would have never done any of this stuff, but, uh-huh. but
so that was 40 years ago. He got started.
That's right. Yeah. 19. Yep. And so going forward, you asked the question, you know, we're very excited about Napa. The Napa market is very active. There's actually an area right at Clinton and Main Street where two of our buildings are located. And I recently met one of the new tenants in the area, Adam Housley. And he and I have been doing some research, and we found that I think 70 or 80 years ago, this area was called Spanish Town. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with that history, but found it in the Napa history books. So we're trying to revive that the name of that part of the northern Main Street downtown area by actually kind of making a namesake for it. And this is something that I was very happy that Travis Stanley from the Chamber of Commerce, he called me on a weekend. He said, "Hey, I got to introduce you to Adam, and we got to figure out." You know what? How you guys can collaborate. So very, very grateful for the chamber for, you know, always thinking of different members and working with us.
Very interesting and very successful guy too. Talking about Adam Housley there.
Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh. Yes.
And what he has done in the news area
yes.
for around the world.
Absolutely.
And what they're doing with wine, they're getting awards already.
Absolutely. Yeah, I had a lot of great things to talk about with him because of my international affairs background, and you know, he's been all over the world and. So we're looking forward to working more with our neighbors in downtown Napa. We'd love to do another development. So if anyone's out there, we're always looking for new investors, always creative ways for new investors to get involved, as well as obviously new tenants, whether it's in Napa or
do you start building without any commitments from tenants?
So it's you know, the typical standard development approach is you are 50% pre-leased. And it's a matter whether that is what ultimately happens or not is based on the relationship with the banks and you know, kind of what's going on with the city and approvals and things like that. But luckily, we've had a great relationship with all the various cities and counties and communities where we've worked. Part of it is because we really stay in the communities where we develop. It's not a flip situation, you know, where we're holders, we're big supporters of the community, philanthropy, etc.
And you're still expanding.
Absolutely, yeah. We're trying to do actually an acquisition. I'm in charge of acquisitions as well, and we're trying to acquire a building per year.
So what do you do if you get a building? Do you have to go in and retrofit it? Do you have to do much remodeling,
yeah,
or do you take it as is?
As you can probably imagine, over 40 years, we've kind of gotten this down to an art and a science, but we got it down, and so we go in, we do the due diligence in advance, so we already know how much you know, construction will be needed to renovate a property, usually landscaping as well, and roofs, and kind of the infrastructure that a lot of people won't see has to be looked at very carefully. And then we execute that right away as soon as we acquire a property. But we, you know, of course, with the development, we go through an entitlement process. We find raw land. We you know, build it from the ground up. And so they're very different. So the other thing, in addition to acquisitions, is we'd like to do a development at least every 2 years going forward. So
it's the Wiseman Company, and he is Zen Hunter Ishikawa. Are there any areas that we have failed to touch on?
Yeah. So just real quick, what I found it's quite interesting is that Travis Air Force Base is quite a regional, you know, economic kind of powerhouse contributor. And I've recently gotten involved with them through a volunteer program called the Honorary Commander Program. And it's a really great program because it allows people, actually there's several people from Napa who are involved in that program on the base, and I found that there's a lot of veteran entrepreneurs who are interested in actually starting businesses in Solano County and Napa, and so I've connected with a lot of companies, and there's actually one organization, nonprofit, in called Bunker Labs in San Francisco, where they're promoting veteran entrepreneurs and businesses out of Silicon Valley and the city. So we're trying to make those connections, and they're actually happening, and people are really understanding that it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I'll real quickly mention is the you know, I think Napa is working on economic development through the city of Napa, and we've talked a little bit with them, and I find that I think kind of maybe another topic another time, it'd be really interesting to kind of understand the new trends, you know, some of the new money coming to Napa relative to the farming and traditional communities in the wine industry, of course, here, and sort of how that connection is happening, how the, you know, what are the issues
involved.
So you're
not taking away any vineyard space.
Absolutely no, but but at the same time, you know, you have kind of these new people who are not traditionally farmers, vintners, and it's kind of an interesting time right now, and I'd love to talk about that with
you. I can see how all this ties in nicely with the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, 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 exactly.
Well, thank you very much for coming in and joining us and giving us a little update, and again, congratulations for the 40th anniversary of the Wiseman Company. So we've been talking with Zen Hunter Ishikawa from the Wiseman Company, builders, commercial office space, you name it. Sounds like they do it. So stay tuned right there. More coming up here on your Chamber of Commerce.